Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the council meeting of the 22nd of July. Welcome to everyone in the gallery and to my fellow councillors and staff. Let me see, what's next? Do I have any declarations of interest in this meeting, please?
Yes, you do, Mayor.
Councillor Murphy.
3.2.1, 3.2.2 and item 8.6.
For me as well, Mayor.
Yep.
Item 5.8, thank you.
5.8. Thank you.
For me too, 5.8.
Thank you, Mayor. 5.5, that's the City of Devonport Brass Band Partnership Agreement.
We're going to have musical chairs today. Thank you, everyone, for those declarations. I need to back up a tad, but I've done that. Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant council officer and advise of their wishes. Item 1.0, apologies. I note that Councillor Laycock is in the room. However, Councillor Milbourne is an apology for this evening. I've already done the declarations of interest, so we'll move on to item 3.0, procedural items. 3.1.1, council meeting minutes from the 24th of June. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Hollister. Councillor Jarman, anything to add?
No, nothing further. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Let's consider that closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 3.2, public question time. Item 3.2.1 is the responses to questions asked at prior meetings. Do I have a mover of that recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, Councillor Hollister, anything to add? Anything to add?
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add.
Excuse me. Any other comments, questions?
I'm just wondering if I can just add a little bit to our response to Mr Smith's request about climate change. And I'm just wondering if we can just make a note of the fact that, because it wasn't in there, I was expecting our response to include our notice of motion that we had at Legat conference. And if Mr Smith would like further information, perhaps we could send that out to him so he knows that we actually had a notice of motion about climate change and that it became a combined notice of motion with Clarence Council, I believe?
No. Moon Valley.
Sorry. Thank you. And we're very happy if he would like to get that information sent out to him so he knows what we've done in regards to that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2, questions on notice. Do I have a mover of
yes,
the recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Alexio. Councillor Perry?
No, just endorse the responses proposed and authorise their release. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio?
Nothing further to add. Yeah.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3, questions without notice from the public. This is the opportunity for members of the gallery to ask questions of council, and I would ask you to please state your name and address and ask a question, please.
Right, Trevor Smith, 7 Glen Court, Devonport. This is a five-part question. Recently, I looked at your website under tenders recently awarded. You have files listed for 2014-15, 2015-16, 2016-17. Why have you excluded the years 2017-18 and 2018 for tenders? Have you got an agenda to keep this information from the ratepayers of Devonport? With a staff of over 165 plus casuals, one would have thought this wouldn't be such a huge task to complete. Will this blunder be rectified with the relevant tender information and be put back where it belongs? And could I have a written reply to all those questions? Thank you. Three-part question. When will the painting maintenance be allocated for the light pole structures in the Rook Street Mall? When was the last time maintenance was carried out on these structures? And how long have these structures been in place in the Rook Street Mall? Could I have a written reply to those questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Graham Nevin, Devonport, 145 Percy Street. By way of preamble, the two questions I wish to ask do not require Council to divulge information from closed sessions. They relate to Council's obligation under Section 65 of the Local Government Act 1993. The first question is this. Did Council procure a legal practitioner to provide advice regarding the agreement to engage projects and infrastructure and any extension of that agreement as consultant and or development manager regarding the Libby City project?
Thank you, Mr. Nevin.
The second question is this. Did Council, prior to entering the development agreement dated the 9th of December 2016 between Council and the State Government, receive advice from a legal practitioner regarding that development agreement?
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Mr. Nevin, did you require a response in writing? Or Mr.
Yes, Ray, I would prefer prepared? That, thing, unless you can tell me now.
We'll do it in writing then.
Okay.
Any other questions? Mr. Bellicott?
Thank you. Bob Bellicott, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. Mayor Rockcliffe, I preface the following by saying the Deputy Mayor, Jarman, and the newly elected councillors are not subject to my comments in the preamble. You may recall when you were acting Mayor that at the 27th of August 2018 meeting, because of the constant questioning by Mr. Malcolm Gardiner and myself, because obviously you considered that if you and or council gave forthright answers, they would cause embarrassment to yourself and council. You conducted what can only be described as nothing better than a kangaroo court, and quite contrary to your accepted code of practice, allowed aldermen present, namely Aldermen Emerton, Perry and Goodwin, to in a tirade of absolute twaddle berate and denigrate Mr. Gardam and myself. And Mayor, you then allowed the following gag motion to be moved, and I now quote from the minutes of that meeting held on the 27th of August 2018. Alderman Charlie Emerton moved, seconded by Acting Deputy Mayor Leon Perry, the council in relation to the correspondence received from Mr. Malcolm Gardam and Mr. Bob Vellicott endorsed the responses proposed and authorised their release. And furthermore, in noting the numerous questions and responses provided over an extended period to both Mr. Gardam and Mr. Vellicott, and considering their concerns will never be able to be fully satisfied, and that the extent of their request for information has become unreasonable, that Council instruct the General Manager to implement the intent of dealing with difficult customers policy and advise them accordingly. This was carried. For the motion, Acting Mayor Alderman Rockliffe, Acting Deputy Mayor Leon Perry, Aldermans Grant Goodwin, Charlie Emerton and Len Laycock. Absent was Alderman Jeff Matthews. Against, Alderman Jarman and Alderman Tammy Milne, and I thank them for that. Interesting, one alderman was heard to say words to the effect, it wasn't for them, Vellacott and Gardam, in brackets, I would not know what questions to ask. I contend, Mayor, we now have been vindicated because since that time, most embarrassing revelations and reports about you and Council have appeared in the press, and also the continuing evasive responses given to recent questions asked by others. All now prove beyond doubt that we, Mr. Gardam and I, were well justified in asking the questions that you and the majority of the former aldermen at that time considered unreasonable. I refer you to correspondence I received from the former Minister for Planning and Local Government, the Honourable Peter Gutwin, who in part said, and I quote, strategic decisions to invest in major projects, such as the Devonport Living City project, are for councils to decide and should be made through a formal and informed decision-making process. Councils are accountable for their decisions and are responsible for answering questions asked by the community. Mayor, for the sake of natural justice, I now respectfully ask you, on behalf of Mr. Gardam and myself, to give notice of motion to the next meeting, scheduled on the 26th of August 2019, to rescind the motion declaring that we are difficult customers. The motion I suggest should contain the following words or words to that effect.
Do you have a question,
that the motion carried, motion passed at the Devonport City Council meeting on the 27th of August 2018, meeting was instructed.
I'm calling this meeting to an end at this point. I'll be back in 5 minutes. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'll call the meeting back to order. Mr. Vellacott, did you have a question?
I do have. Jeff, Kieran, I do. Thank you. Mayor, for the sake of natural justice, I now respectfully ask you, on behalf of Mr. Gardam and myself, to give notice of motion at the next meeting, scheduled for the 26th of August 2019, to rescind the motion declaring that we are difficult customers. The motion I suggest should contain the following words or words to that effect, that the motion passed at the Devonport City Council meeting on the 27th of August 2018 meeting that instructed the General Manager to implement the intent of dealing with difficult customers policy against Mr. Gardam and Mr. Vellacott be forthwith rescinded.
Thank you, Mr. Vellacott.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Not for the moment, I'll declare. Thank you.
Malcolm Gardam, 4 Beaumont Drive. This question is with reference to page 5, 13 and 14 of the agenda for the Government's Finance and Community Services Committee meeting agenda held 15th of July 2019 regarding changes to the audio recording policy. Now note, the question has been provided to all councils prior to the meeting with the relevant extracts provided with the question. So you've all had it, you're all aware of it. Large gallery with the I will read what I've got here for the benefit of those so that we'll know what we're talking about later on, if we do. On face value, these proposed changes appear innocuous, but without council assurances that are embodied in the actual policy, the changes may be quite detrimental to council abiding by its statement of transparent, accountable and informed decision making, supports community confidence in council and is vital to ensuring decisions are made in the best interest of the community. It is suggested that the proposed changes are akin to removing public access to Hansard and the public having to rely on the adopted legislation in relation to gaining insight as to government decision making. Of particular concern are, one, clause one, removal of the audio recording, and I quote, as the authoritative published version. Now, just like Hansard, the audio recording provides background insight into the decision-making process otherwise not available to the public. Retention and accessibility to the Council's audio recording should be safeguarded for future public reference if required. It's acknowledged that a full transcript of proceedings cannot be included in the minutes, but equally what has been stated at meetings should not be removed or erased from the public record. The local government meetings, and item two, the local government meeting procedures regulation 2015 stating that audio recordings are to be retained for at least 6 months is a minimum guide that should be increased as to outcome as an outcome of the current review of the local government legislation, with all current records being retained in the interim. Devonport Council often cites transparency in its written word as a badge of honour, and in this instance should be leading the way by making its audio recordings accessible to the public on an ongoing basis.
Did you have a question, Mr. Gardam?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm just reading this, that I do.
Thank you.
The removal of any subsequent request of access to access an archived file must be made in writing to the general manager, detailing the basis of the request. Should be retained, but with the words detailing the basis of the request. And I've suggested there, and should be made available for any reasonable request compared to what it's got. These refer to what you've got in your marked up amendments that's been proposed and passed by the Governance and Finance meeting. The problem we've got is with the 6 months. We're not sure whether the 6 months is archived or destroyed. The access to these should be, I'm quite happy that the access would be on request. I'm not saying they should be on the website all the time in the full thing, but you should be able to get access because the changes have actually ruled out the public access. It's only to the ombudsman, the police, as such. So, and in essence, the audio recording is unclear as to what Council's intention is regarding its audio recordings. Files displayed on the Council website for 6 months and then archived, and for how long and or destroyed. Calling my question to Mayor Rockliffe is, will you, Mayor, undertake to ensure these concerns are thoroughly considered at tonight's meeting prior to Council voting to adopt the audio recording changes or not, and that any assurances are embodied in the policy? Now, you've
thank
had
you,
all that in advance.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Gardam. I note that, as you've mentioned, we are dealing with that item later in the agenda.
It is dealing later. Yep. I just wanted to get it in front of you because I do have concerns that the changes will restrict the public.
So noted. Thank you.
If you mind, I have one very short second question. The June Quarterly Hotel Update report details that Fairbrother is continuing its negotiations with its preferred developer who requires the hotel to be of 200 rooms. What written advice has Council received from expert conference and convention consultants that such a hotel will provide the necessary room and facility standards to satisfy the requirements of the interstate and international conference and convention market? You can take that on question on notice. Thank you. Unless you've got it.
Mr. Atkins would like to respond to that.
Council have a contract in place with Fairbrothers to develop the hotel. If they choose to increase that to 200 rooms, that's not something that Council's got any say over.
It was an upmarket hotel of 137 rooms. I'm hopeful it'll still be an upmarket hotel. I stretched it out to 200, so... okay, I'll have a third question.
That's
time for me. Thank you.
Mr. Gardam, thank you.
I'll keep that.
Jenny Clare, 57 Gunn Street, Devonport. Good evening, councillors. I would like to commend the Devonport Council for obtaining an arborist report and for making the decision to retain the 285-year-old linden trees which were planted by Devonport High B Class students on Arbor Day in 1934, and the two large poplar trees. These trees and the five elms along Victoria Parade, which were planted by the A Class students in 1934, are a particularly important part of Devonport's heritage and as such are valuable community assets which help define the identity of our city. While this is an excellent decision, it was disappointing, on the other hand, to discover that the 65 trees currently in Roundhouse Park, of those trees, a total of 46 are to be removed. That figure includes 9 trees which are to be transplanted and 37 which will be destroyed. Overall, the trees were assessed by the arborist to be in good health, with typical structure, and the report included an impressive list of environmental and structural benefits provided by the trees. It was then noted that the bulk of these benefits come from the larger trees, and that fewer large trees are preferable to many smaller trees for delivering functional benefits to the community. The report also gives the trees an amenity value, which is a monetary value, based on the City of Melbourne amenity formula. And that value for those trees, as it says in the arborist report, is $2,894,908. The report gives a retention assessment of the trees based on their species, size and condition, and notes that 1 high retention value and 16 moderate retention value trees are proposed to be removed. The report makes the following recommendation of modifying the plan to retain these trees should be considered. So my first question tonight, Mayor, is does the council intend to modify the plan to retain these trees as recommended in the arborist report?
It's my understanding and my view that we have modified the plan extensively and that the final plan is now in place.
So it won't be changed for those 17 trees
as per the report? Not at this point, no.
No.
Did you have a second question?
Yes, I do, which is the same preamble. And my second question, Mayor, is does the council intend to commence any construction of the waterfront park before the construction of the proposed hotel is certain and commenced?
It's a separate project and we have tenders out at the moment for the waterfront precinct, and they will close the end of July, Mr. Atkins. We expect a report to appoint a tenderer in the August meeting.
That isn't separate actually project. The answer to this question, though. The question is asking, is that...
We will be progressing the waterfront precinct independently of the other project.
So the hotel might not be there and the park will be built? And we might not get the hotel, but the park will be there with the walkway.
That's not our expectation, but our project is the waterfront precinct.
So it could go ahead independent of the hotel?
Well, it's an independent project anyway. I think I've answered your question, Ms. T. It's a separate project.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Tony Butler, 2 Drew Street.
Mr. Butler.
Over the years, Bass Street's been a concern to a lot of people. And now Bass Street's been taken over, I believe, by the council.
That's correct.
And not much has been done. I'm still a lawnmower, and somebody's put a garden up in the top end towards a hotel. And if you've got to come down there, you can only get 1 car through. There's nowhere to park. And at the bottom end, there's big lumps of concrete coming out, and it needs attention.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. I'll ask
Especially in weed spraying. I've run out of Roundup.
I will ask Mr. Atkins to follow that up. Thank you.
I might ask a third question.
Yes, Mr.
Just
Mayor.
Raise from Jenny Clare's question, if I have it clear, it's a matter of clarification. Is it intended to build the elevated walkway irregardless of whether we have a hotel?
That was our intention, yes.
So we could possibly have an elevated walkway and a waterfront park without a hotel.
It's a possibility.
Wow, thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Garnham? Oh, I apologise. Was there anyone else who had a question before I allow Mr. Garnham his third? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I'll just make a quick comment regarding Mr. Vellacott's request about the dealing with difficult customer policy that I was a part of.
Is this part of your question, Mr. Garden?
Big pardon?
Is this part of your question?
It can be. Look, I'll provide all of the correspondence between us and council at the time to the new councillors so that you've got both sides of the story. And I'll just point out we did self-report to the Ombudsman's Office and the Local Government Division, and I noticed one of the policy changes under consideration tonight is to remove the Ombudsman from that particular policy. My question, though, which is what I got up for, is page 14 of the April 2016 Horlith HDL report states, Horlith HDL considers the characteristics of the current Devonport market in terms of reported demand for accommodation form a reasonably robust basis from which future demand is able to be captured. What this says is that there is a need to cannibalise the existing market business and businesses to have a successful living city outcome to be viable. This was at the time in relation to a 137-room hotel. Do the new councillors consider that without sufficient proven demand, a new 200-room hotel will cannibalise the existing accommodation businesses in Devonport who have not had the luxury of council favours?
I'll take that as commentary. Thank you, Mr. Garden.
Well, OK.
I will take that as commentary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you have a third question, Ms. Clare?
This time?
Quickly.
Is the building of the water park, the waterfront park, contingent upon getting the federal government grant? Are there any time constraints on that grant that the council have to start building by a certain time, or the grant lapses?
We have timeframes to meet. Absolutely.
Could you tell us what they are? When you need to get started
we'll
by?
We'll respond in writing. We'll respond to that in writing. Okay. There are timeframes to meet. Thank you, everyone. Moving along. Item 3.4.1, a notice of motion from Councillor Alexio. I will ask you to put your motion, Councillor Alexio.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The notice of motion...
I'll just put the motion and then ask for a seconder, and then you can speak to your heart's content. Do I have a seconder, please?
So seconded.
Councillor Alexio, would you speak to your motion, please?
Okay. The provision is to provide a pump track in East Devonport. It's undoubtedly going to be a real asset for the younger generation of people in East Devonport and Devonport and tourists alike. The idea of the pump track is also to be low level in maintenance as well, so it's not going to cost a lot of money to maintain, and with the low level of risk participants as well. It can assist in rehabilitation and development and improvement of confidence of rider skills across a wide age group, as well as adding an additional attraction destination for visitors and residents who use the cycleways in both east and west of Devonport. That's all I mean.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
I'd like to commend Councillor Alexio in bringing forward this motion. He is a tireless worker in our community, and he's always been at the forefront of supporting youth and his beloved East Devonport. I think in relation to what is being proposed and the discussions that have been had that Councillor Alexio has led with other members of the East Devonport village group, I think it would provide a fantastic asset for the cycleway and to capitalise on this incredible growth in the interest in mountain biking and et cetera, et cetera. I think it would also be, you know, from a financial perspective, potentially an opportunity if we could find 0.01% of savings in the waterfront park development, that some of those funds may find themselves across the other side of the river to facilitate this happening. I think if we look at the media and the popularity of the pump track that's at Railton, and it has seen increased visitor numbers into that area. So I think this is a pretty sensible and potentially valuable asset for Devonport, but specifically East Devonport. Thank you.
Excuse me, Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Look, I certainly like the idea of getting this report and I have no issue with that. I'm just wondering if Councillor Alexiou and Councillor Murphy, being the seconder, would agree to just putting another word or a suggestion into this notice of motion is, and then take it to a workshop. Because otherwise you just get a report. That doesn't mean that any action actually happens from that. So I'd really appreciate if we got the report and then brought it to a workshop so that we could then work out the best way to go forward with that report. So if either of the two would like to change that, I just a suggestion, that's all.
I actually took that as read, but are you comfortable?
It doesn't say.
Yes, I'm comfortable with that.
And report back to a workshop.
Thank you, that's all my suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lacock.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I think for probably a lot of people, unless I'm totally ignorant, I didn't know what a pump track was, and I started thinking of all this exercising equipment got me all upset, so I thought I'd better ask the question. So I did Google it and I did find out what it was. So perhaps, Councillor, if I can, through you, Mayor, ask Councillor Alexiou to explain, in case we do, I've got a fair understanding there, but in case we've got other people in the public gallery that don't understand perhaps, what it is.
Perhaps in your summing up you might.
Right, okay, thank you. And I'm happy to support it because we're going to get a report which would come back to Council, and there's still time then from there for to take that report to a workshop. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, I support the motion. This calls for a workshop. Looking at the picture of a pump track up at Railton, basically it looks like it's bitumen formed gravel lawns. And with a bit of luck, there might be some contractors around town that would like to put gravel and formation into it. You'll remember that former Alderman Goodwin actually probably organised most of the finance for the East Devonport bike, what do you call it?
Skate park.
So it would be great if similar things could happen here. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Sorry, Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I too will support a report and a workshop on this. I think the area from Torquay Ferry to Tea Tree Lane, there is a lot of scope for improved facilities for younger people in East Devonport, and I think if the numbers stack up and we can make this work, I think it'd be a very good project. So, and I commend the move of the motion for providing it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Alexiou to close.
Yes, thanks, Madam Mayor. I think it's, well, just touch on what Lee said there, Leon. It is going to be like huge, especially if the amount of tourists that we get, and if we're going to have some sort of attractions, especially when the tourists are coming into East Devonport, if there's another attraction there where they can spend a little bit more time before they get back on the Spirit or they get off of the Spirit. These pump tracks are going around all around of Tasmania, and they're quite big in the mountain park at Derby. Lynn hasn't seen or doesn't know too much about it, but a pump track is a bit of elevation around the ground where cyclists or BMX riders or people with scooters basically just roll around the track, so there's no cycling involved. You can just sort of wander through the bumps of the terrain, which helps you give you momentum to go around.
We'll all be trying.
And that's it. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 4.0 is planning authority matters. I now announce that Council intends to act as a planning authority under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act of 1993 for the consideration of agenda items 4.1 to 4.2. Council's required by Regulation 8.3 of the Local Government Meeting Procedures Regulations to deal with items as a planning authority under the LUPA 1993 in a sequential manner. So we have two items on the agenda. Item 4.1 is AM2019.02, rezoning from general industrial and community purpose zones to general residential of 117 Tasman Street. Do I have a move of the motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Councillor Perry, Councillor Jarman. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It was just essentially an extension or replica of the motion that we approved some time ago. However, in this instance, it was taken out to public consultation, and there were no public representations, and none were received. So we've just, gone past that stage, and it's back here with us, and nothing's changed. I said at the time that this was a perfect use for that particular land in the middle of the town, and I still remain that view. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Yes, pleased to see there hasn't been any representations. People have had certainly an opportunity to have their say, and now we're moving forward, and I think this will be very, very good use of this land, and I look forward to seeing what develops from there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments? Councillor Ennis.
I think any land that we can find within the area to put additional housing and increase our housing stock in Devonport would be good.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is updated delegations under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act. Do I have a mover of the motion, please? The recommendation.
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Hollister. Councillor Jarman.
This is pretty logical moving forward. This is a pretty normal situation we get into where we make sure that we have the right people in charge of making the decisions. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
No need for anything further.
Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. Though. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.0 is reports. Item 5.1 is electric vehicle charging station. Do I have a mover of the report, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Ennis, Councillor Jarman.
Yes, this is just moving forward. Obviously, we haven't actually decided where we're going to be putting this station exactly, and I know that will come to us and we'll make some correct assumptions and work on that to find the best place. But it's certainly something we need to do and something I'm quite excited that we talked about it probably 5 years ago and we're at where we are now. So I think we're coming up with the times and it's excellent to see how many charging stations are now in our state. Seeing we're meant to be the tourism state, it makes us look like we're coming into the 21st century. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
Yeah, I think good opportunity for us to continue to move because it is the way of the future. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? I'd just like to add that I think it's pretty cool that we've got a $50,000 grant from the state government to help us do that. So it gives us a really good start to the project. Councillor Jarman to close.
Yeah, consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2, tender report on CTO 246.01, supply and delivery of hot mix asphalt. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Hollister.
No, this is a yearly contract, so prices are usually compared and decided on them. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
Yes, agree with Councillor Hollister. It's all there in the report.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.3 is the tender report on CTO 246, supply and delivery and placement of sprayed bituminous surfacing.
So move.
Councillor Perry, do I have a seconder?
You do, ma'am.
Councillor Laycock. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. It's just very similar in intent to the previous motion and nothing to add to that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add, ma'am.
Any comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.4 is a report on Melaleuca Home for the Aged and a recommendation on page 63. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman.
Seconded.
Seconded. Councillor Murphy. Councillor Jarman.
Look, we certainly have a workshop here. We had the committee come in and talk to us, the board, sorry, come in and talk to us about the logic of the fact that we all know that we need more aged care facilities and need to allow whatever we can do to help with expansion. This was a pretty logical idea that they put to us. We certainly workshopped it really, really well. We certainly still got a few decisions to make going forward, and I think this is a good spot to be in at the moment to help them. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
Again, I agree with Councillor Jarman. I think the workshop provided us with the opportunity to move forward. It is a much needed requirement in this space. So I think moving forward to receive or provide the opportunity for more community feedback will be a step in the right direction.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yes, I support the motion. This is the next step along the line here. There's quite a lot of procedures to go through to use public land for old people's homes is what it actually is. So it's a very good cause.
Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I wasn't at the workshop. I was on leave. But, I'll be supporting the recommendation of organisations like Melaleuca only do good for the community. And if we can support them in a transparent and meaningful way, then I think we should. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Sorry.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.5. Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Second.
Councillor Jarman, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
This is for the Devonport City Brass. We've had numerous agreements over the past, and this is further development for the next so many years, and well worth supporting.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Look, a wonderful group of citizens that we have for the community. We utilise the brass band so much when we have events, and I love the fact that they turn up. Doesn't matter what time we ask them, there they are, a whole group of them playing for us and making the events always so much more of a joyous occasion. I love the fact we've got a wonderful brass band and they're award-winning, and I'm certainly happy to have a partnership agreement extended to another 3 years at least. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.6 is the Gymnastics Club of Devonport. There are two options in the recommendations. I would ask for a mover of one of those options, please.
I'm looking at option B.
Yeah, I'll second that.
Thank you.
Councillor Jarman and Councillor Perry, option B. Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. Obviously, I don't know how many people know, that's why the Sprayton Bowls Club is no more, and certainly moving out to the wonderful country club, and this space is now going to be utilised for the Devonport Gymnastics Club, which is very exciting. I mean, we're becoming a real sporting precinct out at the Sprayton area. Obviously, things go forward and we hope that things are going to go smoothly, but never always the case, and we certainly need to make sure that this is a project that gets started and gets finished, and I can't wait to see the completion of this. This club has done a really good job in increasing its membership over the years, and I just think that it's the best way to go. So hopefully we get the support. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. The Devonport Gymnastics Club, in all my time on council, which is almost 10 years, has struggled with their current facility in Forbes Street, and with good reason. I've been up there several times, and they've got a lot of kids running around in very cramped conditions. So the opportunity is right there now to get them into a new facility, and I think it's incumbent upon us to continue to support them to this extent to ensure that happens. It would be easy to say that we could take the $88,000 out of their bank account to pay for some of this, but I think we just simply cannot do that. We'd decapitalise the organisation to the point where they'd have no cash flow, so we just can't do that. And point B of option B is actually a loan to the club for the $64,000 or $65,000, whatever it is. I'm comfortable with that as well. So I think we move on, get the facility built, and let the gymnastics club grow in a fashion that they have been trying to for 10 years, and good luck to them. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yes, Madam Mayor. The gymnastic club over the years has produced a lot of state representatives, and that's under the extreme conditions that they've had to work under. And I believe that we should support them wholeheartedly and hope they keep going on as well as they have been. Thank you.
Thank you. No other comments?
I think the opportunity for the council to promote any sporting facility is fantastic. I think it's really good that people come, and it improves the opportunity for families and improves the lifestyle and makes things better for us. So hopefully we can continue to support all our sporting facilities.
Thank you, Councillor Ennis. Councillor Jarman to close. I apologise, Councillor Murphy.
That's all right, Mayor. I think, you know, option B is a very much a common sense approach, and it's primarily what council should do.
Councillor Laycock.
Thank you. Just so I can have my say as well. Yeah, look, the gymnastics club have done a good job. They have a healthy bank balance. It's good to be able to support them. And I just think at this time, as Peter has reminded us, I'd actually forgot about some of that they have had some champions come from their club here in Devonport, and that's really good. So it is, let's just move on with it, and I think option B is the best way to go, and I will certainly be supporting it.
Thank you. Have I missed anybody? Councillor Jarman to close.
We'll consider it closed now.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.7 is special interest groups and special interest committees and working groups. We have a recommendation with some lists there. I would ask for a mover and seconder of the recommendation, please.
Happy to move that, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, do I have a seconder?
Happy to second.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. It's all self-explanatory there. This is something we do. New people are able to come onto the committee. It's very good to see that there's been a lot of interest from the general public to want to be part of these committees. And when you do review the list and have a look at it, there's people that have been there on various committees for a long time, but also bring a wealth of experience to the committees. So I'm more than happy to move the recommendation, which is on page 88. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Again, I agree with Councillor Laycock. It was really good to see the quality of people that are prepared to participate in supporting a lot of what we do and you know, really get involved in the community to make us a better community.
Councillor Jarman.
I have a favour to ask, if I may. Look, I think this is wonderful to see that there was, 20 representations for the Art Gallery, Art Centre Committee. And but just, I might not have brought this forward enough when we were discussing it the other night, but I'm just wondering if we could look at having Councillor Alexiou as our proxy on the Art Committee as well. He has attended all meetings so far. He has been a very big supporter.
This is about the community ones, and I'm sure that
Yes, I understand. So yes. This is the one that I'm asking about. So at the currently there's myself and Councillor Hollister on as members of the council. But I'm just wondering if we could have Councillor Alexiou officially as our proxy.
I don't see any issue with
if Councillor Alexiou accepts that, of course.
Except that this is the appointment of the community members of the of each of those committees rather than the council appointments.
Although we're at point B, so it is about council members as well. Sorry.
I'm happy with that. Yep. Everyone, is the mover and the seconder
happy with that as well? If Councillor Alexiou is...
Councillor Laycock, Councillor...
That's fine.
Thank you. Councillor Perry, sorry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Well, it's already been alluded to, but it was terrific to see... the nominations for those committees actually oversubscribed, so we had to actually make some choices, which is not easy, but I think that indicates the level of interest in those committees and certain elements of the city, and it's great to have people that are interested enough to do it. So it was a good process and very heartening for our city. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock to close, please.
Consider it closed, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.8, Councillor Perry and Councillor Innes. Did I miss something? No. We have a recommendation for 5.8, levelling the playing field funding requests on page 100 of the agenda. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Jarman.
What a wonderful thing. I think this levelling the playing field's just been a wonderful thing to happen nationally. We're really recognising the fact that all these different sporting groups have now got so much participation with the female gender. It's amazing, and to the point where we just don't have the facilities for them anymore, and it's just wonderful to see the way that we can allocate the money to be put to such a good use. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yes, very much so. Taking into consideration that the money really is only going to capitalise current council assets, so I think it's a smart ploy. It's again supporting the community in the direction that the community wants to go, so I think it's a no-brainer.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
I've got the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.9 is the FIFA Women's World Cup bid for 2023 at the Devonport Soccer Club Centre training option, I think. We have recommendations on page 102. There are several options there. I would ask for a mover, please.
I'll move option one. Thank you.
Option one. Thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Perry. Councillor Murphy, thank you. Councillor Perry.
I've moved option one because I'm confident in the fact that in our commentary, the discussion commentary, the FFA, as I quote, has confirmed that any infrastructure requirements for the Valley Road site would be borne by them in partnership with the state government. However, these are unknown at the present time. Well, I'm fine with that, but I think in any agreement that we might have with FIFA, I think that will be that particular point will be spelled out in the agreement, so I'm confident with that. Time is of the essence. This is an opportunity for Devonport to become a training base for one of 36 teams, and I think we should grab it while we can and not get caught napping and be usurped by other towns and cities around Australia. So I think we need to do this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Totally and wholeheartedly agree. I recall when the flow-on effect from when we did something similar, not necessarily Devonport City Council, but a result of the Rugby World Cup, when we had some teams visit Launceston, and the fact that not just the improvement in necessary infrastructure, but what they actually did in relation to increasing the popularity and participation of their particular sport. So I think this is a really significant opportunity, and I think it's one that we should grab with both hands.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman?
I suppose just my question through you, maybe to Mr. Atkins, I don't know. So this rental agreement I see that you've put in here, or the author, what might go through, sorry, to Mrs. Hampton. So obviously there's cost to be determined. You've put in here it could be ground maintenance, line marking and overall rental of the facility. So I suppose I'm comfortable with the mover and the seconder if they're confident for us to move forward without going through legal costs. I'd love to avoid that. But are we confident in, has this been, is it an unprecedented thing? Is there something that we've got it as an example somewhere else where it's been done and been quite smooth? I don't know.
Not to my knowledge, no. But I guess the rental will be based on the soccer centre, the soccer club's advice as well to us around what those expected utilities rental fees will be.
Well, I see it as a win-win, so thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yep, oh, I've got a Ramis? Question. Yep. When we're talking about the rental, who pays the rental? Soccer club?
FIFA.
They pay it to the soccer club or to the
No, council? They will pay it to council and then council will reimburse the soccer centre for their costs.
Anything else, Councillor Ennis? Your light's still on, thank you. In that case, I'll ask Councillor Perry to close.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, thanks everyone for their comments, and I did forget to note that we are in pseudo partnership with the Edinburgh Soccer Club on this, and I've got every confidence in their ability to prosecute reasonable conditions for this particular project, and I think working with them will be pretty easy, and I'm sure there'll be no issues. And also Councillor Murphy mentioned the economic benefit to the city, which I neglected to. Well, that's just so correct. And the exposure that it will give us will also add to the value of the product. So I hope everyone supports it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.10 is the World Series Para Triathlon event for Cradle Coast. And we have a recommendation on page 180. Two and a couple of options there as well. I have a mover, please?
I'd like to move option A. Okay,
thank you, Councillor Jarman. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Jarman.
I just think we're lucky to have such a wonderful event, and I can't wait to see what else they can come up with. It just improves every time. It puts us on the map. I can only see the benefit of applying support to this. I'm sure there wouldn't be one person out there that would say that this is something that we shouldn't support. I'd be surprised. So, and I'm certainly very proud that we have this event. So thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Not a lot more to add except just to endorse what Councillor Jarman has said. It certainly is a worthwhile event. and we've got the facilities, so I'd say let's go with option A. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close.
Oh, consider that closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Aye. Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.11 is Christmas parades and New Year's Eve events. We have a motion on page. Just bear with me 1 second. 185. We have a recommendation. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister.
I'll second that.
Councillor Perry. Councillor Hollister.
Just with the development of Roundhouse Park, we need to come up with different sites while the construction's been undertaken. So these sites that we've looked at the workshop are probably the best sites we can have. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, we did workshop this, and Councillor Hollister made the point that Roundhouse Park is out of the equation from now on. We were presented with three options.
Well, for next year.
For next year, sorry. We were presented with three options, and all of them had advantages and disadvantages, but the option that we've landed on in the recommendation was perhaps the least onerous of those, and I'm looking forward to that event happening when it does. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lacombe.
Thank you, Mayor. I think this is a great outcome. I've personally co-compared this event for a few years from the end of the mall. And it's very dangerous watching the big trucks and the children coming around such a tight corner when they're sitting in the gutters with their little legs out. And not all parents are as mindful as they should be when they're running out. And I feel with the roads in question that we're talking about, it will be a much safer and less risk for everybody concerned. The other thing I want to say is I did note under community engagement that we didn't undertake any engagement as a result of this report, but I can remember just about every year when you talk to the retailers, and I used to ask the question, well, why weren't you open? You had a captive audience. The reply would always be to those that I spoke to, there's nothing in it for us. They come in and have a bit of a look around. The kids want to have a look at this and that. Very, very little retail leaves the shop, and a lot of shoplifting occurs. So I don't think we will be upsetting any retailers at this point. I'm sure if it was reported in the Advocate, I'll get a comment on it, but I'm willing to take that on board because that is what the retailers have said over the last few years. There's a lot of people coming in just looking, and a lot of shoplifting happening. So I think this is more in more respect to the safety issue. I'm certainly happy to vote for this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis.
Yes, I think the New Year's Eve activities down at Aikenhead Point will be spectacular. I think it'll be a great venue, even if it's only temporary.
Thank you. Councillor Alexia.
Yeah, look, just add that I think the location is going to be great, and it's going to be also easier for a lot of the public to go and get car park and get closer to the event, because sometimes car park is a bit of an issue and you have to park a fair way away. Where we're recommending to have it, I think it's going to be a great location for that.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, obviously there's not too many options for us, so I think we've ended up with the best of what we've got. I just may disagree with Councillor Laycock. I think there'll be one major retailer that would be very upset in relation to the change of location. I think McDonald's won't be very happy.
Thank you, and I guess I'd like to just reiterate that there was consultation with police and SES, particularly after the last year's event, and they had raised concerns around safety and the amount of manpower it takes for the route that we've had, particularly for the Christmas parade I'm referring to in recent years. So I think that if we can alleviate that stress for them and still have a safe venue, then I think it's a great outcome. Councillor Hollister to close.
Yes, most people here will remember that Christmas carols used to be held out in that area before it got too big, and I believe that where we're looking at now is a much bigger area than where we used to have the Christmas carols, and people used to just flock to that and park everywhere, so shouldn't be any problem whatsoever.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Excuse me. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions held since the last meeting. Do I have a move of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Jarman, do I have a seconder?
Second that.
Councillor Alexio. Councillor Jarman.
Just a typical update on what we've been doing and how hard we've been working, I guess.
Thank you. Councillor Alexio.
Nothing further to add there.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Councillor Perry, did you? No, that's fine. Thank you. Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.0 is... I've done that. 6.2, the Mayor's report for the last month. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Seconded.
Laycock, Councillor Hollister. Councillor Laycock. Anything to add?
Yes, Mayor, I just like, I noticed the citizenship ceremony for six new citizens, which is excellent. And in regards to the new international cafe where our new citizens from overseas countries come together once a month in some of our facilities, they're still sort of bedding down their home, thanks to Mrs. Hampton and her staff, what they're doing. But I was wondering if there's a way, Mayor, that you could work with the staff as to, I know the list is confidential, that on this particular day, these people could be given some sort of a note saying this cafe is available, because at one stage were 12 or 14 different countries represented, and it was wonderful. It's coming up now to 12 months. I think on the 8th of August, everyone's invited to the East Devonport Recreation Centre between 2 and 4 to come along and share food with everyone. Please bring a plate. It's lovely, but it's just trying to reach everybody in the community, and you've really got to tap everybody on the shoulder if it's obvious where they're from, but there's a lot of people that we don't know where they're from, and it's an important part of our community to make these people not feel isolated. So if something like that could be done, Mayor, I think that would be, and Mrs. Hampton, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Makes perfect sense, Councillor Laycock. If they've got a flyer or something that we could add to the...
That's it.
We have a pack, I guess, pack, that we give them. So I'd be happy to include that.
Thank you for that, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister is the seconder of the motion.
Nothing further to add.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3 is the General Manager's report for July. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Councillor Hollister, do I have a seconder?
Happy to second that.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
Report's pretty full. It's obvious that he's very busy and should enjoy his holidays.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Absolutely agree with what Councillor Hollister has said. I thought I read something, I did read something in there about the local government conference, but I'll catch up with others on that later. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Murphy?
Obviously has been very busy. One point I would raise, and that is in relation to the Fairbrother Quarterly Report, and that is around the point five, the feasibility. Where they've stated that there has been no change in the aspect from the March report. As was raised in the workshop with Fairbrother, the fact that they still don't have an in-principle agreement signed, even if it's just an in-principle agreement to move forward, doesn't necessarily provide us with a level of comfort moving forward. So I think it's something that we will need to be concerned about. At least be wary of.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman?
Yeah, just wanted to point out and thank everybody who had a say about the Devonport Show public holiday. That was a really good response. It certainly helps us. Obviously, it's a state government thing. They're certainly considering what they're going to do moving forward. This year, no change, but who knows for next year or the year after what they're going to do. And so it just really helps getting the word out there and having the community have their say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.4, unconfirmed minutes of the shared audit panel of the 3rd of June. Do I have a mover, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry.
Seconded.
Councillor Murphy. Councillor Perry.
Accurate.